Hello and welcome to Digital Insights, featuring topics from the BoagWorld.com blog. My name is Paul Boag, and on this podcast I offer advice on user experience and digital transformation. Today I want to talk to you about cookie notifications, GDPR and privacy. But please don't stop listening. I know that sounds boring, but this is important and hopefully it won't be too boring. Excuse the melodrama, but I'm coming to believe that the European Commission is destroying the web one good intention at a time. Or more specifically, their desire to protect our privacy online has resulted in unforeseen consequences in the form of an explosion of cookie and privacy overlays. In fact, I would argue, and this is more melodrama I know, that from the perspective of your average user, the cookie crisis is more damaging to their daily experience than even the demise of net neutrality. Yet we hear little or no organised resistance to the insanity of cookie notifications in the same way as we do towards net neutrality. Instead, we all just roll over because the underlying intention is good. Now, let me be clear. They are good. People should have control over how much sites can track them and what information they can collect. What the European Commission is trying to achieve is admirable. However, as it currently stands, they're not only failing, they're making matters worse for the majority of people. In this little podcast, I want to explain why they are failing, how they're making things worse, and then talk about some possible fixes. As I understand it, the European Commission's aim is to empower people and put them in control of what data can be collected about them online. However, I think it's fairly clear at this point that displaying cookie and privacy policy notifications is not going to achieve that aim. Many websites may be complying with the letter of the law, but they're certainly not complying with the spirit of it. By overwhelming users with technobabble, legal jargon and a myriad of options, companies know damn well that users will not have the time or the inclination to make informed decisions. Most users are simply clicking yes and moving on. But even if we imagine a magical world where users did make the effort to read every privacy policy and examine every cookie a site is using, let's also assume that users have degrees in computer science and law. Even then, cookie notifications would fail to solve the problem for which they've been designed to address. Sure, advertising networks currently mainly rely on cookies to track users between sites, but that's not the only tool in their arsenal. There are other ways that they can use to uniquely identify a user and track them. By combining various factors such as browser version, operating system, language, resolution, and other detectable characteristics, it's perfectly possible to uniquely identify you and track you across multiple sites. However, it could be argued that doing something about the invasions of privacy is better than doing nothing. Unfortunately, the cost to the user experience is so high that this particular something is really not the best option. If you mainly access the web from within the European Union, you're already aware of the costs of cookie notifications to the user experience. But if you're lucky enough to live elsewhere in the world, let me give you a sense of how bad things have got. In a recent post on cookie notifications, Troy Hunt uses TechCrunch as an example of how bad things can get. Their privacy policy runs at over 3,000 words, and it leads to a labyrinth of links before you get anywhere near being able to set your own personal privacy settings. Then, when you do finally get to the settings, you're confronted with 224 different ad networks that need configuring individually. But that's not the worst part of the user experience. It's the fact that on every website you visit, you're confronted with one or more overlays that you have to close. Each and every website involves closing at least one overlay before you can view the content. Also, it's not unusual for you to have to do this multiple times for each website on subsequent visits. Now, that's annoying on a desktop. It feels like death by a thousand cuts. However, on a mobile device, it can make the sites unusable. I regularly encounter sites where you can't close the overlay for some reason, or the overlay takes up so much real estate, you can't even see the content of the site to decide whether you want to proceed or not. In short, for mobile users, the web has become a huge game of whack-a-mole, as a cookie notification overlays spawn and need to be agreed to. What then can we do about this? Well, obviously, there's no easy answer, and I'm certainly not setting myself up as the person to solve what is a very complex issue. I'm not a lawyer or particularly technical. This is going to take smarter minds than me from many different disciplines, including, but not limited to, advertisers, developers, lawyers, policymakers, and yes, user experience specialists. That said, I do begin to see some possible ways forward that are worth at least exploring. In particular, I wanted to take a look at how we could solve this over the long term, and then what you can do immediately on your own website. Let's start with possible long-term fixes. Unsurprisingly, I found some alternatives to cookie notifications already being proposed. One that got my attention was Do Not Track, a standard created in the States that allows users to specify their preferences at the browser level. The idea has only gained limited traction, in part because there's little incentive for websites to honour user preferences. However, I believe there is potential in the underlying concept if it's properly implemented and if website owners could be properly motivated to go about implementing it. First, I would suggest that the choice of setting would need to be slightly less binary than it currently is. As it stands, Do Not Track only offers the ability to opt in or opt out of tracking. Now, I'm a great fan of simplicity, but if we want advertisers to respect it, and for websites who rely on advertising to survive, it might be necessary to provide a little bit more flexibility. Second, and most importantly, website owners need to be motivated to implement it. Now, government mandate is one way of doing this, like the European Union has done, but to be honest, I've got little confidence in their ability to do so effectively. Another possible solution would be for Google to weigh in. If they introduce Do Not Track compliance as a factor in their algorithm for ranking a website, most website owners would quickly fall in line. Admittedly, Google themselves rely on advertising, but they also value performance and usability, which cross-domain tracking can impact. However, even if we don't get a system such as Do Not Track to work, that doesn't mean cookie notifications are our only option. What about requesting website owners to display privacy and cookie information in a consistent standard, something like schema.org? That way, browser manufacturers could build a way for users to look up privacy data into the browser, so providing a consistent experience. Of course, these are possible long-term solutions to a very complex issue. Even if viable alternatives were presented, I don't see someone like the European Union changing their current recommendations anytime soon. So, where does that leave us as website owners? Where does that leave us as designers who are asked to add cookie notifications to our site? Well, the biggest problem with cookie legislation is that most organisations are intimidated by it. They're afraid to get prosecuted and yet don't really understand what the requirements are. Part of the reason for this is that a lot of legislation is open to interpretation. As I said, I'm no lawyer and so not an expert on the subject, but as with any legislation, I can be pretty sure the wording is critical. For example, cookie legislation requires a site to get prior consent from the user to use cookies. But what does that mean? What does it mean to get consent? How do we get consent? And what does prior mean in the context of a website? Although there is government advice, there's little definition in the legislation itself. These are the kinds of decisions companies are having to make, and on the whole, most organizations are going with the follow the crowd approach. If you do what a lot of other people are doing, then surely you're not going to get into trouble for it. Now that's understandable, but not all websites are the same, and neither are all users. An overlay may indeed be necessary on some sites and in some situations, but that doesn't mean it's necessary for your site now. For example, it might be perfectly acceptable to place the cookies in line rather than as an overlay, as Currys here in the UK does. Also, it may be that your site doesn't require notifications at all because the cookies you use don't fall under the legislation. For example, if all you use is cookies to enable necessary functionality and they don't identify individual users, then a notification might not be necessary. That's why you won't find a cookie notification on my site, because instead I just have a plain language privacy policy. It's also worth noting that it's improbable that a government body will prosecute a company for non-compliance without any warning at all. Instead, they will receive a notification that they've not complied, and that will give them time to rectify the issue. Ultimately, this is all about risk management. Companies need to balance the risks associated with non-compliance with the damage to the user experience and, by extension, conversion rate. The problem is, at the moment, that most of these decisions are being made almost exclusively by legal. And by their nature, legal teams are going to be conservative. After all, they're going to be the ones who are fired if the company breaches regulations. Instead, this needs to be a bigger discussion, not a decision just made by legal alone. I would encourage you not just to blindly accept the rules laid down by legal, but instead discuss it with them. Seek to understand the legislation wording better and to work with them to explore different possible approaches. Nothing is as ever black and white in compliance as it first seems. There is a conversation to be had. In many ways, the current situation with privacy reminds me a little bit of the early days of accessibility. To begin with, nobody knew what the disability legislation really meant. Then people settled on implementing the WAI guidelines. However, for a long time, this was nothing but a box-checking exercise. If you pass some WAI automated checker, you could call yourself compliant. Today, thinking has moved on, and we know that just implementing the letter of some guidelines doesn't make a truly accessible experience. Now, I believe the same is true for privacy and cookies. We should focus on applying the spirit of the law rather than just covering our asses. We should be seeking to empower users by being transparent, giving them control, and asking for prior consent. That's far more productive than spamming them with overlays that they can't understand anyway.